Hello and welcome to Gorgeous Gossip. My name's Josephine Pembroke.
And I'm Donna Freed.
And we're the women from Radio Gorgeous. So today we're saying Happy New Year to you all, Happy New Decade. But also we're talking about Donna has just been to America to talk about herself. And she was on NBC on the Today program, which is like, how many viewers, Donna?
Just a little 5 million or so.
Oh, fantastic. And then we're also talking about, we've had this competition running since December and it finished today and we have a winner and it was to guess who the Lagoon Master was in the new sci-fi romance novel by novelist Naomi E. Lloyd. The book's called Release, and it was to win a silver turquoise pendant designed by the South African designer Uwe Kuerter. Is that how you pronounce
Uwe
it?
Uwe Kuerter.
Oh, you're so much better.
Oh, no.
Well, we'll be announcing that later. But Donna, please tell me, how the hell did you end up on primetime telly in America?
I know, it was
last
fabulous.
Week.
Last week. Know, and I, you know, unfortunately, I really enjoyed it.
Okay. Yeah.
How
did it happen?
Well, I wrote an article about my adoption story for the Oldie magazine. And then through Radio Gorgeous, in fact, I interviewed an author, Isabel Vincent, who wrote one of my favorite books of last year, Dinner with Edward. It was a really beautiful memoir. But I was sort of rushed that day, and I really wanted to chat with her. So I ended up in New York in October, and I had some extra time. So I went and had coffee with her. And she is also in her day job, an investigative reporter for the New York Post. So I, you know how I'm like...
You can't stop talking.
Exactly. And
sharing.
Yeah, and I'm a bit of a, you know, showing off my story. And I was like, oh, isn't this an exciting story? You know, what an idiot. Anyway, and I also said, oh, yeah, and I want to do this podcast. I want to find my half-siblings. And literally by the time I got home, she had found two of my half-siblings. I was like, well, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. And you hadn't even done the research.
I know. So that sort of... And New York Post wanted to publish the story, which was a bit of a problem because I didn't know if my half-sibling's mother was still alive. I didn't want... You know what I mean? It was...
It churned up a lot.
It was... Yeah, exactly. Mm. And it was all a bit
too
much.
Rushed.
Yeah, too rushed.
I mean, this... You know, because you've been waiting 50-something years for this.
No, and she's like, boom, here
I mean,
it is.
You know, so...
Yeah. And but the thing was that they sort of owned the story anyway because they were one of the papers that reported it at the time.
Okay.
So they were going to publish it anyway.
Better explain the story a bit to people, because people would wonder why your real parents were in a newspaper anyway, Donna.
Okay. Well, I was born Rhoda Lindenmeyer. I'm Donna Free today, but I was born Rhoda Lindenmeyer. And my path to adoption started on December 14th, 1966, when the arresting officers busted down the hotel room where my mother was hiding out after they'd heard her on a wiretap. She was hiding out because she and my father, who was married with children, wanted to run off to Spain to raise me, or so he said.
So he wanted to leave his four children. Yeah.
And they were
she was 26 or something?
27, yeah.
27, and she was desperately in love with this very charming man who was married.
And they were going to run off to Spain to raise me. So in order to get the money to do that, they staged a boating accident and her drowning from the boating accident for the double indemnity insurance money and got busted. Hence, and there was...
How did they get caught?
Literally wiretap. Well,
what does wiretap mean?
Listening well, they were listening in on the phone. But the reason why they were suspicious is because one of the detectives had been fishing those waters his whole life, and there are no flesh-eating fish. And there was no body, and she was supposedly an incredibly good swimmer, like a particularly good swimmer. So
they got the whole story. Yeah.
And then, of course, 3 months prior to this accident, she had all of a sudden changed the beneficiary of her life insurance policies from her father to
Her boyfriend.
My father.
Oh, to your father.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
That boyfriend.
The boyfriend, yes. Yeah. So it all looked a bit suspicious.
And she was pregnant with you at the time.
She was.
So
she
all this drama was going on when you were in the womb. All the stress hormones were going down.
No wonder I'm a drama queen and a little bit of an adrenaline junkie. I started early. It's not my fault.
So... They were both arrested then?
They were both arrested. He went to jail. It was back when
For how long?
About 3 years.
And she didn't go to jail?
No. It was one, he had prior fraud charges against him, first of all.
So it's a bit dodgy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Second of all, it was back when sexism was good. You know, she was like, you come from a nice Jewish family. He turned your pretty little head. Go home. Yeah. Have your baby.
So did she get a suspended sentence or anything?
Yes, exactly. Suspended sentence.
So she had you. And what date were you born then? March?
March 28th, 1967.
Three or four months later.
Yeah.
And then... Have you found her, and did you ask her why did she put you up for adoption? Have you ever asked her that?
Yes, she did say that she was quite torn. She had an elder sister who also gave a child up for adoption, and her mother, my grandmother Brena, really pushed for the adoption because she felt.
Single parent mother then. Single and the mother. Shame of the story.
Exactly.
It would always come back to the family. Oh, this is a child of the fraudster.
Yeah, yes. it was huge. Yeah. I mean, it was in the papers here in England.
Wow.
It was in the Aberdeen press. Because
he was from Aberdeen, wasn't he?
Well, but no, the family is Scottish, but from around Inverness. But it was just on the AP wires. It was reported in Spain. I mean, it literally... was a huge story. It's a
scandal.
Come on. Mm. Yeah, exactly. It's a good scandalous story. So it really was everywhere.
I can see the family shame.
Yes.
But the lovely thing is that you went to a family which you did like.
And you did love. Yes, exactly. I did. We had a wacky childhood and it wasn't always great. But I do feel really lucky because in a way I've gotten two mothers. You know, I've
gotten
the best.
But your other mother, your real mother your non-birth mother has died. And you only felt the confidence to look up your real birth mother after she'd gone.
Yeah, it was
too convicting.
Did
you feel it was betrayal?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's always that question. Because I think it's interesting because I unite these two women. Like, I tie them together. We're sort of in a triangle in a weird way. But they both carried a lot of shame. I mean...
Why did your non-birth mother carry shame?
For not being able to conceive. Mm. You know, not having, quote-unquote, her own children. Mm. And it's really interesting because they were around... You know, when this huge trauma happened in my birth mother's life, you know, because when she gave me up, like, the whole dream was over. You know, no more...
End of a relationship.
And,
The love of her life, properly.
Yeah, it was the end of the dream.
In fact, her life, she never married, did she?
No. Mm. So, she's sort of... And that was, I would say, the biggest trauma in her life. And my mother also in hers. And when I was 27, I was raped. So all three of us had this huge traumatic events around the same time in our lives, which is really weird.
Incredible.
But, yeah. Incredible. But anyway, I got to meet two of my brothers.
Wow.
Yeah. And
you only knew of their existence. Well, no, you did. I remember you saying to me, I do know I've got some half-brothers out there.
But only recently did I find out, actually,
five?
I have a younger sister. Because our father went back to their mom, had another kid. And he was also still dating my mother. They got together after he came out of prison as well.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. So, who knows if I'm the only one out there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But he's got more bastards.
Yes, exactly. But, but the great thing is, I mean, and my brothers have been, like, incredibly welcoming. And really, it's just so much fun. Just sort of, it's almost like meeting a whole other side of myself in a weird way.
Wow.
It's really weird. I mean, all the wacky stories.
I can't imagine in your 50s discovering new brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
How did it feel emotionally?
I don't think I've fully processed it yet. I still feel like I'm on a bit of a high, and I sort of haven't really processed it. But
did you feel like hugging them when you saw?
Oh, absolutely! Oh, absolutely! Yeah, I just feel so warm, so much fun. I mean, I feel a little bad because, you know, I think our father was, he, from the stories, he was a bit of a bastard, a total con man, and, you know.
And they had to, they
carry his legacy, you know, the legacy of him.
And they've got shame attached to him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whereas I, you know, for me, it's
an exciting story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's
you
all
like
adding.
The drama.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's adding and it's, you know, it sort of does explain
it's quite amusing.
Yes,
exactly. Then they had to live through
their
dad going to prison dad. Also, he did other bad things, didn't he?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, and he was a scammer and a schemer.
He wore white suits.
Yeah, exactly. He wore a whole white suit and a white hat, white raincoat, had people kiss his ring.
I could just see him in the 70s.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But, you know, he was not a good husband, you know, to their mother.
No.
You know, I think her second marriage was a far, far happier one. And, you know, apparently his parents, his father in particular, was a really bad guy. Like, according to them, he was like a bad...
Another bad egg.
Yeah. But whereas our father was, you know, selfish, self-oriented, you know, a con man and whatever. But he wasn't like a bad person, other than being a wife beater.
So interesting to think whether if you'd been one of those children, who you'd be a different person.
Yeah.
You know. You'd be you, but like... You might have different values, you know what I mean? Or different political, like you said, that politically they're diametrically opposed to you. It's like, so it's so interesting to meet someone who is your blood, but they've had a different experience.
Well, also, I mean, I think it's funny because, you know, they say, you know, so much is determined hereditarily. And even if, I've thought about it, even if every choice that I make has been predetermined, I'm in different situations than I would have been. So
you had a very good education.
Yeah.
You went to, they call it college in America, university. You know, you were very middle class, and your relations, you say they're more working class, and they, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But, and also even Mira, I mean, her parents were very well educated.
Yeah, wasn't the granny a doctor or something?
Yes,
yeah.
She was a practicing pediatrician.
Well, that's where you get your brains from.
Yeah.
I was thinking that last night in bed, because I know you're very clever, and I was thinking, well, hang on, if these, you know, you must have got the brains from your mother's side.
Yeah. Well, and also, well, I think I suspect my father was very intelligent. He was crafty.
Canny.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Just use your powers for good,
canny,
not evil.
Canny is a very Scottish word, actually. Yeah, exactly. And if he was Scottish, he was a canny man.
Yeah, yeah. But also, because Mira, she went to 1 year of school and didn't. So I don't know that
I would have. University.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know that I would have, you know, even staying in that environment, I don't know. I think her shame would have overwhelmed my childhood.
Yeah.
Much more so than my mother's.
A big shadow on you.
Yes.
And also the great thing is about the new household you joined is that you have a youngest child. There were two other adopted children above you. So you didn't get the full whack. You were like number three.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, it
Otherwise,
was
you would have been just number
yes.
one. And
yes.
It would have been much more intense.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. I really do. And you know, my mother had some serious issues, but you're absolutely correct. It was diluted through the three of us, you know, to greater or lesser extent.
So is happening. You've got
so
three
exciting.
Other relations, sorry, half brothers and sisters to meet.
Yeah, so Gary's on the West Coast, and we've only met through, you know, like Facebook and stuff like that. And I do have two others. Christopher is only 2 years older than me because he was really the baby at the time. And then, like I said, I have a younger sister who was born, you know, who's 2 years younger than me.
To me, that'd be the most fascinating thing.
I know.
To me, another girl.
Yes, exactly.
Your sister!
Yeah.
Your real sister!
Yeah, you said my pretend one like you.
Oh, yeah.
Or I make do.
Exactly. No, it's really exciting. Yeah. So what next, Donna? This is, you know, this 2020 is so exciting for you.
I know. Well, I really want to, I am in the process of writing a book, but I also would like to do a project with my brothers about our father. I think that would be exciting. I think that would be interesting to do. And also I want to get to know them more. I mean, I've met two brothers, and my eldest brother's wife, who's amazing. I absolutely adore her and their youngest daughter and her husband. And there's also, they're so, so nice. I mean, I sort of want to explore my family
That's
more.
That's wonderful. So your heart's expanding.
Yes. And oh my God, I have to do a family tree because there's so many of them. I was like, oh my God.
They're Irish. They're Scottish. They're Scottish.
Yeah.
Where was the mother from? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know.
To find that out.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, look, so brilliant. And then also with today, we picked the competition winner.
Yay.
And quite a lot of entrants to the competition to win this amazing real silver and turquoise pendant. Organised by the wonderful, beautiful, talented author Naomi Lloyd.
Yep.
And would you like to say who it was?
Yes, I can
announce the winner.
Is.
Yeah.
Russell of the envelope. Yes, the winner is. I can state that the winner is Jackie Steakhorst.
And where's she from?
She is from Beaumont, Texas.
Do you know where that is?
I don't.
Oh. We'll have to look it up. I know exactly. Texas is like the size of France.
Yes, exactly. So she's somewhere near Paris.
Yeah. Well, we've emailed her, haven't we? Yes. So it's really exciting. We got all the entrants. We literally, we put them in a hat, literally, and Donna closed her eyes and picked them out. So we've done it very fairly.
It's just above board.
It was quite hard work, but we've done it.
Yes, exactly. Well, and congratulations, Jackie. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yes.
To Naomi's podcast and to us.
Yes, yes.
Exciting things.
We're going to be doing more gorgeous gossips this
exactly,
year.
Because
we're back. We're back.
Well, yeah. One thing we haven't mentioned.
No, we're going to mention that on another one. Yeah.
Oh, we've got listen.
More exciting stories to tell.
More news.
So happy 2020. Love from Josephine.
And Donna.
RadioGorgeous.com.